Now, this week, Margaret Mills is off to Lea Marney Tower. Is this near Colchester?
Yes,
indeed. At least I got that right.
Oh, gosh, you can't miss Lea Marney Tower. All 85 feet of it, is it? It's round about that tall. It is a landmark for a long way around. Lea Marney Tower, a bit of a sad story to the beginning of Lea Marney Tower. The tower was begun back in the very early 1500s, around about 1520-ish, by a man, amazingly, called Henry Marney.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're wondering where the Lea part comes in, there's some differences of opinion over that. Some people believe that it's an ancient Saxon word meaning outlook or a view, which will tie in, because if anybody has ever been to the top of Lea Marney Tower, they will know what a stupendous view you get over the whole of the Essex countryside. The gatehouse was designed to be part of a really palatial house that was built by, or was going to be built by, Sir Henry Marney, who was in the service of the Crown. He occupied various posts of trust. Certainly, he was another local worthy who entertained Elizabeth I. Although when she came there, it must have been really almost like a building site, very much a work in progress. But he designed it to be palatial, and he designed it to reflect his growing wealth and importance. He planned the gatehouse, but he also planned the building to surround the gatehouse. The gatehouse would only be part of it, albeit a very impressive part. But sadly, he didn't live to see the gatehouse finished. He passed on the gatehouse and the land to his son, John Marney, who sadly only survived his father by 2 years.
Crikey.
So over the centuries, the property had various different owners. It was in the hands of two immensely rich merchants. It was also owned by a clergyman at one time. It's in a private family at the moment, although still very much open to the public to view. And obviously, it was a work in progress for a number of years after the Marneys were dead and gone. But the tower still bears their name. And it's said that Lord Marney returns to the hall in ghostly form on horseback on certain nights, wailing that he didn't live long enough to see the completion of his wonderful palatial home.
I bet you don't know the dates he's supposed to return.
No, sadly, I don't know whether there's any particular times of the year. All I know is he's said to come back on horseback and to be bewailing the fact that he didn't live to see his wonderful palatial house finished.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.